Yeah. sorry about that. Sorry about that, folks. I didn't realize we were muted. So what I said was, thank you very much for being here on this episode number 311 of Rise Up here on rumble.com/LFATV. And I said that the cherry blossoms are bright and beautiful behind me, right? Producer Eli's over there cutting clips and making thumbnails and getting ready for the pre-production of the day. The sun is shining outside. The daylight is longer. The birds are chirping and there's breath in my lungs. And I'm accompanied by 1,000 people right here, right now. We got a fish tank in the back. We got the water flowing behind us. We got the nice fire down here, right there behind me. Life is good, folks. Yeah, we might be broke. Yeah, we might be disappointed or depressed here and there or annoyed or upset the way our country is going or preoccupied with work or school or, but when you really break it down to the bare minimums and the bare necessities, the bare minimums and the bare necessities fulfill you much more than all of the hoopla. And we had the beautiful music to start out with as well, says MLM Burkowski. That's right. Let me say hello to some of you great patriots out there, you wonderful God-fearing people. As we start off this 9 a.m. hour here, I mean, we had 7 a.m. to 9, which was Pete Santilli in the Morning Money Market Show. And then now we start our morning off with God, and then we get into the news for the rest of the day. So Cat352 says, God is good. God chick is here. I'm broke. Yep, a lot of us are in America. Yes, indeed, we are a work in progress. We are blessed, says Eileen. What a great way to start the day. We lost another patient, says Vitamist, and the family needs prayers. Definitely. We have all we need in him. That is true. Frustrated but faithful. What a great bumper sticker idea. Good morning, Rise Up Family, says T.D. Hodges. Good morning to you. And Meemaw Becky says, listening while at the VA with my better half. Don't you know that you're the better half? But how humble and great of you to say that. Jay Gizme says, I'm broke, but I've got joy, 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 joy down in my heart. Down in my heart to stay. Mad Tess, Majora, and Lord Fishy, good morning to each and every one of you. Well, I would ask, ladies and gentlemen, if you please would, to make sure that you are signed in here on rumble.com. If you're watching on your Roku or Fire Stick device and you're watching on the Rumble app, you can also just press up on your remote control and you'll see a little thumbs up or a thumbs down. You can go over to that and click enter and you can give us a thumbs up there. If you're watching on your mobile device or your tablet or your computer or laptop, please do me a favor and grab this link and share it out. We really appreciate it. Jeremy, great shows yesterday. God bless your journalists. They're amazing people, aren't they? Out there putting their lives on the line to get the truth out there. Thank you so very much. Folks, I titled today's show, I'm Too Busy. I am too busy. Now, this is something that's going to convict me right here in real time, right with each and every one of you, because you guys know that I say that all the time. I'm too busy. Yes, Kittenhead, we did a couple years ago say we were going to write a book and do a movie someday called Jesus Was My Cellmate. So that's in the works, along with Guardians of the Gospel and every other thing in the world. But I'm too busy. Can't say that. That's the whole reason for today's show, is all of us say it. Every one of us. I'm too busy to do this. I'm too busy to do that. I was gonna, but I got too busy. I got sidetracked. Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me just tell you something. Being busy and too busy for God or spreading the gospel or just having some peace of mind is not of God. It is of the devil. So we're going to talk a lot about that today. But first, I would like to ask for prayers for my mother right now. My mother is currently in surgery. My mother is currently put to sleep, and the doctors are doing the three different biopsies that they need to perform on my mother to find out exactly how much of the cancer has spread, what it looks like. And there's actually a chance, the doctor said, that because of her weakness of her lungs and because of her COPD and because of the process in which they're doing on her right now, that she could suffer a collapsed lung. They said that it's happened before, that the chances aren't high, but there's a chance. So my sisters are there right now with her. They took her to the hospital. Maybe I could be there. Maybe I should be there. I don't know, but I feel like I can do a lot more for my mom at this moment right now, praying with all of you for her and everybody else who needs prayers of physical healing and spiritual healing. So Sharon says you should be there. Well, I talked to my mom beforehand, and my mom was very content and happy that my sisters were taking her. So, you know, there's really, like I said, I feel like I could do a lot more here praying for her with all of you and having my sisters keep me updated than I can do there sitting in the waiting room with her. My mom knows that I am with her in spirit, and maybe I should be there. I don't know. Maybe someday I'll look back on this and go, maybe I shouldn't have been at work. Maybe I should have been there. I don't know. If something bad happens, then maybe I'll say that. But all I know is that I feel like I could do more praying with, you know, 2,000 people here than I could waiting in a waiting room. So if you guys could please make sure that you keep my family in your prayers, and also you know, spread the word to your churches, to your prayer teams, if you have them. Let them know this morning that we could really use their prayers. I know a lot of people have a lot of prayer teams. Chris, if you're watching, Chris Green, if you're watching, I would really, really, really appreciate it if you could ask the Julie Green prayer team, which is very, very strong, thousands strong, to pray as well. We would really appreciate that. Good to see so many people in here. Thank you for all your prayers. I appreciate that. And I'll keep you updated. Now, if something happens and Jeremy is not on Live from America today, we're going to keep the stream going. Maybe somebody will come in and fill in for me if I have to leave. But if I do have to leave, or if I'm not here for the 11 o'clock hour for any reason, I would appreciate if the 1,200 of you that are here right now, if you could just jump into that chat and let people know exactly what's going on, where I am. Because a lot of people get mad when they don't see me, like on the show. So especially without any notice. So just help me out if you need to this morning. Okay, I appreciate that. All right. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. We're 20 minutes past the hour. Please remove your hats and your headphones if you're wearing any of those. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God in heaven, what a wonderful day today is. We're breathing and we're alive and we're together. Lord and Heavenly Father, I thank you for modern medicines. I thank you for hospitals, and I thank you for doctors and nurses and people who are skilled enough to be able to help our families and our friends and our coworkers and ourselves when we are in times of sickness or surgery. And Lord, we know that everything is in your hands. All will for our lives are in your hands. And we put our faith and we put our trust in you, Lord, that whatever happens in our lives is in accordance with your will. And our faith and our trust in you will bring us joy and peace in every situation, in every trial. And we just thank you for that today. And we pray that the message gets through today to everybody who needs it, everybody who's listening and watching today, both live and later, that the message of being too busy it needs to be addressed, and we need to talk about this. And we also need to make sure that we make time for you more than anything. You are priority, not anything else. And as we are living flesh and we have to live on this earth and we do have responsibilities and obligations, we need to make sure that our minds and our hearts and our souls are in the right place. And that's what today's show is about. So, Lord, thank you so much, so very much for bringing me this message today. And I pray over my mother while she's undergoing surgery right now, and everybody out there who's in a hospital right now or in a waiting room or in the VA or in the doctor's office, or anybody out there who's going through physical issues, that you could bring healing and restoration to them so they can find joy and peace in the flesh as well as in the spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Ivanisser says, I'm not feeling well either. Well, we're praying for you too. We're praying for people to feel well. We want you to feel spiritually and physically healthy. I mean, that's mind, body, and soul, and all in unison. That's what we're looking for. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get started here. Please make sure that you have liked and shared the video. And I'm going to periodically check my phone here, make sure that everything is okay and that we're on the right path here. I'm going to take a drink of this Rise Up coffee. And while I'm drinking this Rise Up coffee, here's what I'd like you all to do. I'd like you to open up another tab and type in trumpetdaily.com. And after today's show or sometime throughout the day today, maybe later on, and you open up your computer again, just check out and peruse trumpetdaily.com. They've helped us a lot. They've helped our children's school a lot. They continue to help push the word of God, and they continue to bring great news and documentaries and booklets and publications in the mail for free when you sign up for their newsletter. And Stephen Fleury and Trumpet Daily, they've become good friends of mine. So I'd like to give this shout out and this toast to them as well. Excellent and very appropriate prayer. Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I remember when I don't know what to do when I pray. I don't know what to say. And, of course, all of us know what to do and say. You know, it's right there. It's right here. So I appreciate that. Jake Ismi, I appreciate that. Requested prayers from my warriors. Amen. Thank you. Okay. I'm too busy. Something that I say a lot in my life, and not only to myself or to Eli or to my friends or to my father or to my mother, but I say it to my children and I say it to you, the Rise Up LFA audience, the family. I kind of put myself in a position where I take on a lot more than I can handle a lot. And what happens is I put myself in a position to not be able to give the appropriate attention to the people that deserve that appropriate attention. And what happens is I get myself in a mode where I literally set myself up to say, I'm too busy, and it makes it sound like I don't care. Well, first and foremost, if I don't get back to you, or if I don't do something with you, if I have to reschedule an appointment, it isn't because I don't care. And I know that people say, well, you do care, you'd make it a priority. You're 100% right. And the only priority that we really need to make is God. And once we can make God our priority, then I believe everything else will kind of fall into place. And I think because of the fact that I've not made God throughout my life a priority to make sure that he gets the first of my thoughts, to make sure that I don't go on two-day binges to watch a Netflix documentary without giving God the same or equal amount of time, well, I think that what happens is that alone, that act of not making him or the word an absolute priority, it kind of trickles down and makes it so you can justify putting everybody and everything on a back burner for something else. Amen? Now, when I first started this, I was like, email me. We'll get back to you. And I remember the first year and a half waiting on my Rise Up coffee, ordered it approximately 1 to 1.5 weeks ago. Is the site still having issues? The site is still down, not up yet, but if you ordered it and you've got a confirmation order, send it to Eli and Eli will get it right to Sabrina. I'm pretty sure she sent it out, though. And you have to understand, if it took 2 days to get it out, the post office is really bad these days, okay? So just let us know and send an email to lfaproducer@gmail.com, okay? We'll get it right out if we have it, but I bet we have. We got the reasons why the sites have been down is because we got attacked crazy. Now, that doesn't affect anybody's donation or anything like that, but the site itself that hosts all the information that comes in got attacked. So what we've done is rebuilt it and re-fortified it, and I was hoping it would be ready last night. So anytime now, and we'll get to it. And I said to this morning, how many times in your life have you responded with, I'm too busy, or sorry, I've been too far too busy? Well, there's a story in the Bible that I would like to share with you today that addresses that, and hopefully it'll make you kind of look internally on yourself. Now, like I was saying, when I first started LFA, I was like, send me emails. And you asked my wife, I would spend all day working, and then I would spend till about 1 a.m. answering emails, and I wouldn't even make a dent. Right? Again, overcommitted. Yep. Wouldn't even make a dent. Of course, I didn't know how bad it was going to be. I didn't realize that everybody was going to send me an email just basically on their thoughts. Oh, I'm having a bad day today, or today was a great show. Check out this link. And what happened was I would get like 30,000 emails that I'm not saying were not important emails, but they didn't require necessarily a response. But it didn't matter. I was still going through each and every one. And while I was doing that, I was not getting to people that were like, hey, I need help, I need financial help or whatever. By the time it was all said and done, I was 70,000 emails behind. And I truly was far too busy. So what you do is you set yourself up. And a lot of the times you overcommit yourself and you stack your day full of things, or you worry about the future, or you whatever it is. And then you put yourself in a position to be too busy. And I think we all do that, because I think we all, in some way, shape, or form, we all conform to this world, even really unknowingly. You know what I'm saying? So I'd like you to open up your verses of the day today, if you can. And your verse of the day came this morning. It was all sent out. And it's titled, I'm Too Busy. So check your inboxes, and also check your spam and any other inbox that you may have, promotions, socials, all that stuff, if you have that. And find today's newsletter. And it's going to be from Luke 10. So if you want to open up your Bibles as well, open up to Luke 10, 38 through 42. Luke 10, 38 through 42. And while you're turning your Bibles there, I'll take a drink of my beautiful coffee. You guys there? Luke 10? Okay. Now as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village. And a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teachings. But Martha was distracted with much serving. And she went up to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me. But the Lord answered, Martha, Martha, you are anxious and you are troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. I'm too busy. I say it far more than anyone should. Although I've gotten much better at it, it's still an issue. Now let's think of Martha real quick. Because JV, you're right. My sympathy goes out to Martha in this story. Because Martha was doing what she should do as a host. Martha was doing what she should do as having a guest of honor. Martha was doing everything that she should do. And she was not rebuked for doing what she should do. She was not told by Jesus, "How dare you? You should be sitting here as well." What Jesus did say to her is, "Why are you complaining about her? Why are you mad at her? You're doing a wonderful job too, but she will not forgo her portion because she didn't do what you did, because what she did was holy and wonderful and great. So I'm not going to rebuke her. I'm not going to make her stand up, and neither should you. Yes, it would be nice, I'm sure, if you had help in the kitchen or had help serving. I bet it would be great. Now, if she was not helping serve, and if she wasn't at my feet listening to my teachings, and she was out playing or not doing anything or kind of screwing off, well, then I would say that to her. But what she was doing in the absence of helping you was also serving. So it's okay, Martha. That's all Jesus is saying to her. He's not rebuking her. He's not yelling at her. He's not saying you should have been doing this too. He's merely saying, don't worry about what she's doing. Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken from her. So the problem with saying you're too busy is that the devil is the one causing it, and you don't even know it. I don't even know it sometimes. So I'd like to go through something with you here before we get into devotionals and video or anything else like that. I jotted some notes down here that I kind of want to go over with you. Now, when I say that you're far too busy or you're living in a hurried up life, and I say that is from the devil, well, who else could it be from? Does God make you anxious? Is that one of the fruits of the Spirit? Does he make you unfocused? Does he make you feel like you're not getting enough done? Does he make you feel inadequate? Does he make you feel annoyed? Does he make you push people away that might need to talk to you or hear from you or see you? That is what we're talking about here. It has to be from him. And he is far more intelligent than most people give him credit for. The devil. He's far more intelligent than most people will give him credit for. And I'll tell you why. And I'm going to start with this. If the devil can't make you sin, then the devil will make you busy. Think about that. Now, I've heard this said a different way. If the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. Same thing. If the devil cannot make you sin or do bad or evil things, then what he'll do is make you busy. And I'll end with that as well. Today, 2024, March 12th, you are far more likely to run into the enemy, the devil, in the form of an alert on your phone while you're reading the Bible. than any time else, than anything else. That's why my phone is always on silent. Always. My phone is never on unless I am expecting a very important call. But I do know that the devil will try to distract you away from the word of God any way he can. And what's the best way to do that? Bing, bing, bing. An alert on your phone. What is that? Who is it? Okay. And even if you look at it and put it away and go back to the Bible, you still let something take your attention and your focus off God. You are Peter in that moment, and you just sunk into the water. You are sinking. And then how hard is it to get your focus back on what you were actually reading, listening to God and hear? On March 12th, 2024, you are also more apt to spend 2 to 3 days on a multi-day Netflix binge or get on your full-on dopamine hit of spending the majority of your Saturday or Sunday morning on Instagram or Facebook or Twitter or TikTok or whatever it is, wasted time that you'll never get back. So if I am on Instagram or any of these social media sites, I spend more time looking for videos and messages and the gospel than I do even politics. My social media time is for God and for work. That's one thing I changed in my life. You will not see me on social media just casual. You will not see me on social media just having a conversation about something or posting a picture of my food or my vacation, unless it has something to do with work or God. So let's run through that. The devil will come and make you busy if he can't make you bad. He'll make you busy in the form of text messages or alerts while you're trying to read the Bible. That's a distraction. He'll make you busy in the form of sports, Netflix, binging on streaming services. He'll make you busy by getting your dopamine hits of how many likes you got or who commented on your social media thread. Or how about another Saturday morning at the office? How about, I just got to, Eli, you know me. I love being at work, right? Love it. I love being in this studio working. I love being in the studio furthering the message of God. I love it. I'd work 7 days a week if I had no responsibilities of being a father and a husband and a member of society. I would literally work 7 days a week. Why? Why would I do that? You know what I mean? So it's just another Saturday morning at the office. Or how about this? Another Sunday at a soccer game. My kids are playing soccer. My kids are playing basketball. It's just another Sunday morning. We're busy. We got to go. If the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy. Commitment after commitment after commitment after commitment in a life of speed and hurry. Remember, if the devil can't make you bad, then he wants you to not slow down and experience the cherry blossoms, God's handiwork. He doesn't want you to slow down and open up the Bible and look at the beautiful water and admire God's handiwork. He doesn't want you to slow down and put a mirror on yourself. He doesn't want you to examine your soul. He doesn't want you to Just relax. What does God say? Be still. How many times? Be still. Do not fear. I got your back. Chill. Have faith. That's pretty much God's message. But if you're always hurrying, how can you do that? You can't be still and hurry at the same time. You can't enjoy God's grace and peace and be still if you're filling your life with a bunch of stuff that's earthly and doesn't matter. If the devil can't make you bad, he'll make you busy, folks. You want to know why? I'll tell you why. Because sin and busy achieve the exact same effect. What? Jeremy, are you saying that if I'm not sinning, but I'm busy, that's still bad? How are you gonna condemn me, Jeremy, for being busy? I have to be busy, or else I don't have a home. I have to be busy, or else we don't have any money. I'm a single mom. There's nobody here but me. That's why I got to work 80 hours a week. How are you going to tell me that I'm letting God down by handling my responsibilities? It's a very good question. That's a very, very good question. Well, here's what I can tell you, if you'd like an answer to that. When I say sin and being busy have the same ultimate effect, that ultimate effect that they both have is that they cut you off from your connection to God. They cut you off from your connection with the Son. They cut you off from your connection with loved ones, family members. They cut you off from connection with your soul and the Holy Spirit that dwells in there with it. So yes, sin and being busy have the same effect, and none of it is from God. So to the single mother out there who needs to work 80 hours a week and has no choice or they'll lose everything, I understand that very much, and I have so much compassion and inspiration that comes from you to me. I love to see somebody that's so driven. But you can still do all that with peace, with joy, and with being still by putting God first or giving God somewhat of an equal amount of time. And you don't have to be running to do it. Or you can do it while you run. You can do it while you work. People whistle while they work, don't they, Eli? Whistle while you work. So why can't you think of God while you work? Why can't you have God on your mind, God in your heart, while you're handling these things? It's not an either or, it's an everything. Hurry is not of the devil, folks. Don't make that mistake. Hurry is the devil. Hurry is not of the devil. Hurry is the devil. And he wants you to hurry through this beautiful, wonderful life as quick as you possibly can. He wants you to feel like life is not long. He wants you to feel like life is short. He wants you to hurry, 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 hurry. Get your mind off God. Get your mind off Jesus. Get your mind off the Holy Spirit. Get your mind off salvation. Get your mind off spreading the gospel. Get your mind off planting seeds. Get your mind off all of that because you're busy. But I'm telling you something right now. You are busy with the things of this world. So am I. What an important message today. I wish 2,000 people plus were in here listening to it. I see Julie Green this morning, Eli. She had 20,000 people listening to the gospel this morning. Incredible. Incredible. What a new way of spreading seeds and spreading the gospel. Amen. Hurry is not of the devil. Hurry is the devil. Please open up your books, 1 Minute Prayer for Dads, to page 106, Staying Away from Evil, 1 Thessalonians 5:22. Page 106 on 1 Minute Prayer for Dads. Evil doesn't always shout out its presence. Well, you wouldn't know anyway. You're too busy. You're too busy with your last breathe, Eli. Sometimes it presents itself subtly. But a watchful dad sees evil a mile away and avoids it himself and guards his family from it in its every form. Well, I've been guilty of not being able to do that. I have had a lot of evil attack my family that I've not been able to protect them from lately. So, you know, got to have a change of the way we do things, I guess. Lord, in this day and age, it's easy to be tempted by many forms of evil. Greed, ambition, sensuality, covetousness, pride, and more. Your Holy Spirit, though, is a great guardian of my soul, enabling me to say no when evil presents its many tempting forms. For my children, I pray against the easily accessible evil that they face. Help me to keep temptations at bay and also to know how to teach them to resist temptation through trusting you, prayer, and staying in your word. Keep guard, Lord. We need help in steering clear of evil. In its every form, right? Even in being too busy. Godchick says, balance is one of my favorite words. I'm going to open up my Walking with God, 365 devotions. David Jeremiah, March 12th. Nothing else matters. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? March Madness is here. How we love to fill the stands and shout cheers for our team and jeers against our opponent. Everyone knows which team fans are for and who they are against by the colors that they wear and the cheers that they chant. Today, Paul asks us to consider the fact that God is our greatest fan. The question is, if God is for us, then who can be against us? In other words, because God is for us, it doesn't matter who is against us. I like that. No one can take away our salvation. No one can shut off God's love for you or foil God's plans for you. If anyone were able to do any of those things, he or she would have to be greater than God himself. Woo! Preach. Even the powers of hell may set themselves against you, but they will not and cannot prevail. Can't beat God. God is greater, and he is on your side. In his question, Paul is assuming a positive answer. If God is for us, no one can be against us. If God be for us, nothing else matters. So if nothing else matters, then why does everything else matter to us? That's right, Wanda. 100% right. There's nothing wrong with working for your family. In fact, God commands it. Just be sure to keep God in it and first place. Incredible. I have a video here to show you from George Janko. Now, George Janko has really made a name for himself since leaving the Logan Paul podcast. Now, if you don't know him, I've showed him a few times. I've really been following George quite a bit. When he was with the Logan Paul, the Paul brothers or whatever, and he did a podcast with them, he would constantly be rebuked. He would constantly be laughed at, scolded, made fun of for being a Christian. And one day, George said, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I'm not going to be mocked. And my God is not going to be mocked. And he left the show. That's all he had for work. He started his own podcast dedicated to the Lord. And also social and issues and things like that, but it's all God first. And then everybody that he started interviewing, big names after that, big names. It was all about God first. Even when he went and interviewed Andrew Tate, who's a Muslim now, it was all about God first. And he actually sat there and he taught Andrew Tate a lot of lessons. And it was the first time I've ever seen Andrew speechless. You know Andrew Tate, he's always bumping his gums, right? He actually left speechless by George Shenko. And I found this video from him. And I thought that you guys would like to listen to it or see it. Especially knowing that background now, knowing that he literally walked out on faith because he knew that there's nothing more important than God. Nothing. Check this out.
People go up to me like, you really believe that Jesus died and came back from the dead?
Mm-hmm.
I go, I mean, I believe in the eyewitnesses that believed it so much that they got murdered for it with a smile on their face. Would you ever believe a lie to your death like that, where they torture you and crucify you upside down? This guy didn't say, no, don't crucify me. I don't want to die. He said, I'm not worthy to be crucified the way that my God was crucified. Put me upside down. Put me in more pain. So yeah, I do believe. I welcomed him into my life. And then I saw him. And now I believe in him more than I believe in Reed, who stands right in front of me in flesh.
Amen.
I'm ready to risk my career, and I'm ready to risk my relationships, and I'm ready to risk it all because I have an endless supply of joy and peace. You can never touch me. When people go,
wow, I'm ready to risk my life. I'm ready to risk my career. I'm ready to risk my friendships. I'm ready to risk everything. You want to know why? Because I have peace, and I have salvation, and I have God, and with God, I know that you can't touch me. Woo! Wow. That's what I love. That's the kind of faith we need to have. Unbelievable. I see the comments there. One person says, not your comments, but these people's comments. I wish I had your faith, George. You're a true man of God. I strive to be more like you. Strive to be more like Christ. That's what George would say. Don't strive to be like me. Don't strive to be like me. I'm not worthy. Strive to be like Christ. That's what George would say. He's very, very quickly becoming a very loud voice for God. Do you want to know why? Because he did it all for God. And now his podcast is blowing up. He doesn't need the Paul brothers. He doesn't need this world to sustain him. You can't touch him. That's what he said. You can't touch me. That's faith, folks. His name is George Janko. J-A-N-K-O. And you can find him on the George Janko Show. Just love it. Actually, I love it so much, I want to listen to it again. Let's listen to it again.
That Jesus died and came back from the dead?
Mm-hmm.
I go, I mean, I believe in the eyewitnesses that believed it so much that they got murdered for it with a smile on their face. Would you ever believe a lie to your death like that, where they torture you and crucify you upside down? This guy didn't say, no, don't crucify me. I don't want to die. He said, I'm not worthy to be crucified the way that my God was crucified. Put me upside down. Put me in more pain. So yeah, I do believe. I welcomed him into my life. And then I saw him. And now I believe in him more than I believe in Reed, who stands right in front of me in flesh.
Yeah.
I'm ready to risk my career, and I'm ready to risk my relationships, and I'm ready to risk it all because I have an endless supply of joy and peace. You can never touch me.
Woo! I love the fact that he's explaining and trying to like get out the right words, but then at the very end, he says, you can never touch me. He wasn't trying to explain that to somebody else. At that moment, he was saying that to Satan. He was looking down. He wasn't focused on Reed. He wasn't focused on his wife. He wasn't focused on the podcast. He was when he was saying all that stuff. But when he looked down and says, I have an endless amount of joy and peace, you can never touch me. He was speaking to Satan. You will never touch me. That's what God wants you to do. Follow him. If you have any social media, follow him. Eileen says, love it. The Holy Spirit speaking through him. The one I am says, gnosis, gnosis, gnosis. That's exactly right. We don't have belief. We have gnosis. We know our God. Like he just said, I believe in Jesus more than I believe in Reed, who's standing right in front of me in the flesh. I mean, come on with that. That's the kind of preaching I want to hear. And to think he spent years on a trashy podcast with a trashy individual who mocked God. Wow. Anyway, folks, that's going to bring us to a close here on LFA TV, Rise Up. But don't worry. Mike Crispy and Unafraid is going to carry on the day, followed by 2 hours of your favorite show on LFA TV, next to Rise Up, because that's my favorite show, and that's Live from America at 11 o'clock till 1 o'clock. Then Kevin Smith, Loud Majority, followed by Ryan Matta, Matter of Fact, followed by Alan Jacoby and America First Live, then Pete Santilli after that. Of course, right after Pete Santilli, you got the great Sean Farris and Will Johnson with Culture Wars. Then you've got Based America with Drew Hernandez, followed up by Roger Stone and the Stone Zone, followed up by Trumpet Daily and then Man in America. You are not short of any shows here on LFA TV. I'm going to take you out the same way I brought you wonderful, God-fearing, beautiful people in, and that's with some good Christian worship music. So I love you, ladies and gentlemen, very, very much. I want you to put priorities first. Stop being so busy. That's what I'm working on, so let's work on it together. God bless you guys. Have a great, great morning. Enjoy your Rise Up coffee, and I'll see you at 11. Bye-bye. Yeah.